In today's weather, it's currently about 68 degrees in New York and 75 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.
Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Hey, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out of the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, yeah, salad. Herb man, herb, herb man.
And good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Dr. Theodore Watkins, and welcome to another episode of To Your To Your Health. Oh, Lord. It's a program designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and health around. And I am Dr. Theodore Watkins, your host of To Your Health. And here with me is my able, trusty, talented assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How you doing, Brother Frank?
Doing well, Doc.
All right. Today, our topic is arthritis. Our topic is arthritis. We have not talked about arthritis in a while, and I thought that it would be very important that we do so. Arthritis is an inflammation of the joint, and it may be in many different types of arthritis. The four most common types are your osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, infectious or toxic arthritis, and gout. All right. Now, when we talk about osteoarthritis, it is caused by the overuse of the joints. All right. There's some question as to whether there's also an agent of infection, such as a virus, that might be involved in some cases of osteoarthritis. But the involvement is usually limited to what we call overworked joints. Pain is usually worse in the morning, but it improves as we move and warm up, you know. And in homeopathy, we call that rooftop or rusty gate, where the gate is rusty and hard to move initially, but you keep moving it and it lubricates it and it moves much easier, the rusty gate. And that's osteoarthritis. Whereas rheumatoid arthritis, really we don't know the cause. Some people believe there's a virus. I remember Dr. Thomas McPherson Brown over at GW thought it was caused by a microplasma organism. And it's interesting, as I was reviewing for this presentation, I realized that he first came out with that theory about 1927, all right? Although it was more popularized later when he came out against high-dose steroids for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis, but it causes a immune reaction or degenerative process following the ingestion of some preformed toxins. Now, toxic or infectious arthritis, on the other hand, is caused by a germ, such as gonorrhea, and these toxins are capable of attacking the joint directly. And this can be a very destructive kind of arthritis. You know, sometimes it comes if you have infection around the teeth, you know, or if you have chronic infection of the skin, acne or what have you, or even chronic colon infections can sometimes cause this toxic or infectious arthritis. Lyme arthritis is a type of infectious arthritis. It's been shown to be associated with tick bites, and one article said that it doesn't last long, but I've known Lyme disease and Lyme arthritis to last for years, 10 years or more. One of the most painful forms of arthritis is gouty arthritis. All right, and gout is due to the presence of uric acid crystals in or around the joint or soft tissue, and they found that purines are the culprit in elevating the uric acid. And these come from foods of animal origin and some food yeast, such as baker's yeast or brewer's yeast. They can sometimes cause this uric acid to rise and result in this hot, swollen, very tender joint. I have a patient who Brother Frank really was committed to changing his lifestyle and eating right, but then he'd go home, brother, back to where he was born in Virginia, and he'd come back, and I know he'd hate to call me. He'd come back, you know, Doc, I have sinned. eat that shrimp and that poke, and he'd come back in terrible shape, you know. I laugh and call his prescription in. Now osteoarthritis is actually the most frequent cause of physical disability among older adults in the world. And here in the United States, it affects more than 20 million Americans. You know, when I left surgery and started doing holistic medicine, one of the first projects that I started was a program called Walk for Life, where I went in these senior buildings. And I went in there because I was interested in helping with the heart disease and hypertension and diabetes, even cancer. But they were all interested in arthritis, man. Mm-hmm. And so I had to learn how to treat arthritis. And osteoarthritis is characterized by this loss of cartilage in the joint. All right. We think that it may be a type of mechanical wear and tear, but where the active joints are involved, the weight bearing joint. But we know that there actually is a inflammatory component, to osteoarthritis. And we know it because when we measure the inflammatory prostaglandins, or the inflammatory substances, that they're elevated in these people with osteoarthritis. And so it's something that we need to be aware of, you know. There are different kinds of things that we can use to treat arthritis. One of the things is sesame seeds. All right, and one of the reasons that sesame seeds and things like that work is because they have this inflammatory component. All right, mm-hmm. And when they give people these kinds of foods, it makes a big difference. They took 50 patients with osteoarthritis of the knees, and they split them up into two groups. One was, they did the standard treatment where they would give them standard meds plus a quarter cup of sesame seeds a day. And they did this for 2 months, all right? And before they started, the patients or clients described that their pain was like a 9/10. And and I remember when after I got COVID, you know, my pain was like 9/10 in that right hip, you know. Mm-hmm. And after 2 months, the people that were on the control, you know, group, their pain decreased some. It went from a 9 to a 7. But people who had been taking the sesame seeds, they dropped to a 3.5, all right? Significant improvement. And so the researchers concluded that the positive effect of the sesame was due to their anti-inflammatory component, the anti-inflammatory component. And so we need to be aware that is something that's very, very important. So now, also we note that osteoarthritis can be associated with obesity. Can be associated with obesity. And the largest study in history at the time on health and the effects of being overweight was where they actually analyzed over 50 million people in over 200 different countries. Right? And they found that excessive weight would account for over 4 million cases of premature death each year.
Wow.
Now, most of this was due to heart disease, all right? But the researchers noted that it was also associated with arthritis. You know, arthritis was also very prominent in these people who had who were overweight, you know. And osteoarthritis, you know, it develops in the cushioning of the cartilage that lines the joints, breaks down faster than the body can rebuild it, you know, because there's a constant tearing down and rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And knees are mostly affected. And that's why they say that they think it's due to this wear and tear, this heavy load that folk are carrying. But they know that there probably is an inflammatory component, because even non-weight-bearing joints, like the hands and the wrists, can also be affected, all right? So it's not just mechanical weight-bearing, all right? And it seems that obesity related dyslipidemia may play a role. Now, this dyslipidemia It's what causes the rise in the triglycerides, the fats, the cholesterol in the body. And these have been known to aggravate inflammation in the joints, just like it aggravates inflammation in the walls of the arteries. Now, you know, we've talked about the hardening of the arteries. That hardening process is due to the inflammation, and the inflammation is really trying to heal. All right. That inflammatory process, the white cells are sending these different substances to try to heal. But what happens is, you know, if it's just a small, situation, then it'll do it. It'll heal it and then it'll repair itself and you go on. You never know. But because it's a constant thing, and they found that people with osteoarthritis, that they have higher levels of cholesterol in their blood than the general population. Mm. And not only is the cholesterol found higher in the blood, it's also found higher in the joint. When they aspirate, it's in the fluid, it's in the cartilage, this cholesterol. And if they take this cholesterol and they drip it on human cartilage and petri dishes, you know, they find that it worsens the inflammatory degeneration of those discs, helping to explain that people with higher cholesterol have worse disease. So in addition to being obese, we also have the cholesterol causing the inflammation. And so it's affecting the weight-bearing and non-weight-bearing joints. Now, some people would suggest that you can use cholesterol-lowering statin drugs to prevent and even treat this osteoarthritis, you know. But unfortunately, these statin drugs have side effects. All right? Whereas they've noticed that you can also treat it with a cholesterol-lowering diet. And a diet that's healthy enough, that has that's plant-based, you know, a healthy plant-based diet will give you the best of both worlds, because it'll drop the cholesterol, and it'll do it as much as the starting dose of the statin drugs, and it'll do it, Frank, in a single week. And the only side effects are all good, and that it'll lower the blood pressure, facilitate weight loss, and it'll decrease hardening the arteries. So you know, you can't lose, you know, and just when you lose that weight, just losing a pound a year over the span of a decade may actually decrease the odds of developing osteoporosis by 50%.
What?
So you start early and you just lose a pound a year. And you do that for 10 years. And so that's 10 pounds in 10 years. Will decrease the chances of developing osteoarthritis. Now, of course, if you eat a good, healthy diet, you lose that in weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So,
for days.
Yeah. You know, they took these, obese osteoarthritic patients and they randomized them to to lose weight, to improve their knee function. All right. Mm-hmm. They wanted to see, some of these people were scheduled for to have surgery in about 8 weeks. And the researchers concluded that when they lost 20 pounds, All right. It improves the arthritis so much that it was just like they had went on and had knee replacement, you know? But they still had their knee. You know? And it's funny because, you know, knee replacement is not an innocuous procedure. They find that at least 1 in 200 people who have knee replacements die.
Die.
Within 90 days of the surgery. All right? 1 in 200. And they do about 700,000 700,000 cases a year. So if you do the math, that's like 3.5, you know, 3,500 deaths a year due to knee replacement surgery. 3,500 deaths a year. And to make it even worse,
yes,
that about 1 in 5 people who have knee replacement describe the results as being unsatisfactory.
Wow.
That's a real bummer, you know. But one of the things that we talk about is this crippling arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. And we know that rheumatoid arthritis is due to a chronic systemic autoimmune disease and affects millions of people. Mm-hmm. They have persistent pain. They have stiffness, progressive joint destruction, particularly in the hands, the feet, and it leads to this crippling deformity, you know. And I've seen people with their hands, they can't hardly use their hands. The joints are all destroyed. Yeah. And you know, but the beauty is that rheumatoid can be prevented and treated. All right? Mm. There was one study, it was 13 months, showed that it's not something that's going to happen overnight. But what they did, they randomized, it was a long-term randomized controlled trial. And they put them on a plant-based diet for their rheumatoid arthritis. And they were put on this diet for 3.5 months. And then they were switched to a egg-free lacto-vegetarian diet for the remainder of the study. And when they compared this group to the control group, who didn't change their diet at all, the plant-based group had significant improvement in morning stiffness within the first month.
Mm.
All right? And they cutting down their hours of suffering and their joint stiffness in half. All right? The pain dropped and 5 out of 10 to less than 3 out of 10 is dropping disability. They reported subjectively feeling better, significant improvement in grip strength. There were fewer tender joints. There was less tenderness per joint, less swelling. You know, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They lost about 13 pounds, and they were able to keep it off throughout the study. All right, and when they tested the inflammatory markers, you know, the things that stimulate the STED rate, the C-reactive protein, the white blood count, all of those dropped. All right. And so we know that rheumatoid arthritis can be improved. I've even seen in some of my patients that have deformities of the joint,
mm-hmm.
when they started eating right and doing the right things, the natural stuff, that they were actually able to correct some of the deformity of their joint, you know? And so it's amazing what happens. Now, we find that there are certain infectious agents that's associated with rheumatoid arthritis. And one of the reasons we know is that women are three times as likely to suffer rheumatoid arthritis as men. And so they start looking at, well, what infections do women have more than men? And they found out that one of them is urinary tract infection. Vaginal and rectal or anal orifice are located. They start testing these rheumatoid arthritis sufferers, and they found that they had a proteus bacteria, and it wasn't high enough to actually cause an actual urinary tract infection, but it was high enough to cause an immune response.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that when they used anti-proteases antibodies on them, that their arthritis improved significantly. Their arthritis improved significantly.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know that there's a lot of things that work. But they found, guess what, Brother Frank?
Right.
Instead of having to use antibiotics, that they also responded to a plant-based diet.
Wow. Makes sense.
And when they checked the antibodies, these proteus antibodies, they were significantly decreased. All right?
That's because you build your immune system.
You build your immune system. And the gut, what happens when they eat this plant-based diet, they're getting these prebiotics that we talked about a few weeks ago, all right? And these prebiotics also are go to form probiotics in the colon. And these probiotics, you know, become that second brain for the body. And it directs our DNA. It's just amazing what happens. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, last week we talked about herbs and spices when it came to diabetes. But guess what, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
Herbs and spices also work with arthritis. So what I want people to do is give us a call. If you've used different herbs, spices, or other remedies, natural remedies, to treat your arthritis, all right? Give us a call and share what you use and what kind of effect you got, all right? We're going to talk about a few popular ones that we find discussed in the literature. And it was interesting, one of the first ones I ran across, Brother Frank,
mm-hmm.
was aloe vera. Now, you know, generally when you think of aloe vera, you think of treating skin disorders, abrasions, sunburn, you know, but it's been shown that aloe vera also works for the joints, all right? And it works because it contains anti-inflammatory properties. Anti-inflammatory properties. This inflammation thing is the beast, man.
Yeah.
And much of the food that we eat, especially the animal-based food, the dairy-based foods, and the processed foods, increase inflammation. All right? And so aloe vera decreases inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, aloe vera is well tolerated, all right? And it doesn't have, it doesn't cause negative GI upset that many of your non-steroidal anti-inflammatories cause in treating the arthritis, you know? And you can apply it directly to the skin, you know, as a gel. Or you can take it by mouth, and it actually helps to relieve arthritic changes. You know, they've done studies. The National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health noted that aloe vera is used safely and has very few side effects. All right. Even when taken by mouth. But one of the things that you, if you're diabetic, when you take the aloe vera, it also may lower your blood sugar. So, and they say interact, but I say help some of those diabetic medications or help you to get off those diabetic medications. All right. Because in addition to the anti-inflammatories helping the arthritis, we know the anti-inflammatories help with the diabetes also. So we want to get your input, you know. Somebody want to differentiate you from Councilman Smith, Brother Frank.
Yeah, that's me.
You're Frank C. Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank C. Smith. Yeah. And Councilman Smith is good brother, you know.
Yeah.
And so we're happy to confuse the two, because both of them are outstanding. So if you use some herbs or natural things, call us. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. So some of the practitioners of traditional and alternative medicine have used something called boswellia, also called frankincense,
mm-hmm.
For the treatment of arthritis, you know, and they use it because of, once again, its anti-inflammatory properties. All right. And it's indigenous in India and in the boswellia trees. And it's been shown to have this anti-inflammatory effect that can help people with rheumatoid arthritis, with asthma, with ulcerative colitis, with other inflammatory diseases, even osteoarthritis, because osteo has an inflammatory component too. And so, you know, they take doses up to 1 gram of this boswellia a day. But you have to be careful if you have liver issues, because in high doses, it can impact it can impact the liver. Mm-hmm. You know, what were you saying, Brother Frank?
No, I was just saying, no kidding, 1 gram.
Up to 1 gram, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Let's go to our phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. How you doing? Can you hear me?
We can hear you well. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Listen, I've talked to you over the years a few times. And what's recently happened is that that new diabetic stuff they sell on the market called Mounjaro and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It took my A1C in 3 months from 11 down to 6 something.
All right.
I don't want to continue to take it, but it has been the best thing that I ever had. But what I did do is I played around with this diabetes for so long until neuropathy has set in.
All right.
And I've been trying to figure out something or some way to get this neuropathy off of me.
Get on our diabetes program. I have one patient. He went from 9.7 to 5.6 in 6 weeks.
Right.
On our program, all right?
Turn your radio off, caller. Turn your radio off.
Sir. I turned it off just now.
Mm-hmm. All right. And in addition, Dr. Neil Bernard over at GW, right across town, he showed that you can actually reverse neuropathy on a plant-based diet. So
that's what I'm trying to figure. That's what I need to do.
So what you got to do is decide you're ready to get well, my brother.
Make an appointment with you.
Let's go on and hit it and get you well. You know,
I need to get down there. I need to get.
There's nothing to it but to do it.
<That's>, tell me about it.
That's what they used to tell me in the project, you know. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Yeah.
Come see Doc. I'll give the number out at the end of the show.
The other thing is the neuropathy is nagging, but tell blindness, failure, and amputation are also complications of diabetes. Mm-hmm. And if you get neuropathy, that shows that your small blood vessels are affected. And all of those other things, the blindness, the amputation, and the kidney failure are all due to the small vessel disease of diabetes. All right?
That's around long enough, it'll affect your brain.
hey, that's right. They call Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. The question is, now that my sugar is almost is going down and down, I don't want to stay on this Mounjaro, but I only take one shot a week. And like I said, this one's gone from 11 to 6.7 this morning.
So now let me ask you a question. How long have you had the neuropathy?
Shit, about 3 years.
Is it getting worse?
Yeah, I mean, it's,
has it gotten worse since you've been taking the medicine?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't.
Okay.
You've just been taking the medicine a short time, right?
Right, only 3 months.
Okay. And the reason I only got to
do it once a week.
Yeah, I understand. That's the prescribing dose. I mean, it stays in your bloodstream it's released slowly into the blood. But the problem is that this medicine will lower your sugar, maybe help you lose some weight, but it doesn't reverse the diabetes. In other words, you're still going to be diabetic when you stop the medicine.
Right.
So what you need to do is reverse the diabetes.
I'm
going to let you go. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. We're talking about arthritis, the various types of arthritis. And we want you to call if you've used some kind of herb or other natural remedy that has helped your arthritis. Let's go back to the phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, I'm calling from St. Petersburg.
All right, all right.
What's the benefit of cod liver oil?
Of cod liver oil?
Yes, for your gastrointestinal problem.
So cod liver oil has anti-inflammatory properties. All right? Has anti-inflammatory properties. And so it will help with arthritis. But the problem is that it's an oil. All right?
No.
And so I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry, I'm disabled, but I'm talking about for gastrointestinal problems. For like gastrointestinal problems.
For gastrointestinal problems?
Yes.
Well, cod liver oil, well, I don't know, what type of gastric problems are you talking about?
You know, with my abdomen, with spasm and stuff like that there. You know, like spasm. In my bladder.
Okay, so I'm not specifically associated. Aware of how it would affect the bladder, other than the fact that it's anti-inflammatory, and so a lot of times spasms are associated with inflammation, and so that could be a factor. I'd have to really look that up to know for sure. I don't want to give you false information.
And I might be saying the wrong thing that a cod liver oil. I know it's an old remedy my grandmother used to give me a long time ago. I think it's cod liver oil. But I thank you, Doc.
You have to listen to grandma. They know what they're talking about, man.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thank you. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
And I might be saying a wrong thing.
Hey, could you cut your radio off, caller?
Yeah.
All right, and ask your question.
Okay.
Yeah, cut that radio off.
All right, I'm getting up now.
Okay, go ahead. We're still hearing an echo. I don't know.
How's that?
I turned the radio
off completely.
I did. I turned it off.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. What's your question?
My question is feet and ankle. I mean, aches and pain, you know, what to do in that case. I'm hang up so I can hear you on the radio.
So let me get a little bit more information. Is this due to arthritis? You have swelling of the joints. Tell me a little bit more.
Not my. It's not swelling. It's just the fact that it's aches and pains constantly.
Do you have any problems with disc low back pain?
No
low back pain.
No.
All right. This pain and swelling, does it come and go, or is it always there?
Always there.
Always there. All right.
Always there.
So, were you an athlete?
Yes.
Did you twist your ankles a lot?
I did once when I was very young, and I didn't get it. Get it serviced medically.
Because sometimes arthritis can come in areas where there are old injuries, especially if you're not on a good anti-inflammatory diet. You know, you can get residual. But when Frank gives the number out later on, call and let me get more specific information so I can try to help you. Are your ankles warm? Are they hot?
I'm gonna see. I'm gonna say yes. But you know, I'm like 6 foot. I'm 6 foot two, three. I can't even reach you down there. Yeah.
That means your back is messed up, brother.
No, it's not bothering me at all.
If you can't bend over,
Let's put it this way. I can't cut my toenails no more.
Yeah, that means you got some back issues, brother.
Okay.
You need some remedies for that back too.
Okay.
And the reason I mention the back is because you can get a pinched nerve in your back that goes down to the legs, and you can cause problems in the legs and feet. Okay. Coming from the back, or it could be coming directly from the ankles. We just have to get more specific information. But the bottom line is that we need to get rid of the problem. And you're still a young man, brother, so we want you to bend down.
Okay.
Touch them toes. All right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, doctor. All right.
All right. I forgot to ask if you're overweight.
No. No, I'm like 6 foot, weighing 209, 210, 211.
Okay, so no, you're not overweight. No, okay. All right, very good. All right, my brother. Thanks much for calling. And call the office and we'll give you some more specific information after we get a little more information from you. The number is 202-588-0893. We're talking about arthritis. Let's go back to our phones. Just call her. You're on the line.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question about plaque. Plaque below. Is there a way to dissolve plaque?
Because the doctors are in your blood vessels, you mean?
Yeah, in the arteries. The doctors are telling me there's no way to dissolve the plaque. You just have to change your diet and deal with the cholesterol and stuff to stop it from building up more. I had peripheral artery disease in my legs. I had an aneurysm in my right leg. And I end up getting a bypass in my right leg for the artery. And then I end up getting a stent in my left leg. I had it bad, and I didn't know, and I wasn't a doctor.
You got bad peripheral vascular disease. The answer to the question is yes, they can be reversed. All right, there are a number of blood thinners and things that will help, you know.
What kind of disease you say I got?
There's a kinase. I'm trying to think the first name. There's a kinase, which is an enzyme that helps to eat up the clots. It will do it. Plus there are other substances that will help to reverse. But the plaque.
Yeah.
It'll help to eat up the plaque and reverse it. There've been a number of studies. Dr. Tyler Esselstyn is the last person that I know that did a study where he did angiograms before. Now this was angiograms of the heart, but the same principle applies to the legs. He did angiograms before and then after, and he showed that the plaque, the clot, was reversed. All right, but he used a diet that's plant based. You can't eat anything with a mother or a face. He get them off all fat and huh?
Yeah, all of them, including nuts and seeds.
Including nuts and seeds, all oils, even avocado.
Yep.
You know, he would get them off of all the oils, and it reversed the the disease. I mean, it's amazing. And it took 2 to 2.5 years, but you notice the difference in as little as 2 weeks. All right. My brother, they did bypass surgery. They did a stent and they want to do more. And I said, no. They said, he's going to lose the foot because of gangrene. I said, he's not going to lose it because he said he's willing to change. And it's been 4 years and the boy still got his foot. All right. But you got to be willing to make some lifestyle changes. All right. And if you do that, then you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right,
okay.
Brother Frank.
Very
much.
What happened to the time, man?
I'm telling you, arthritis is a big subject, and
right. We probably have to come back and finish it up next week.
Oh yeah.
But yes, that last caller, triple vector disease can be a monster, but it can be reversed. But you need guidance because it's going to take you at least 2 years to do it. All right, 2 years to do it. And all right, any last comments, my brother?
Yes, sir. We want to thank you, Dr. Watkins, for the information provided on arthritis, which many people suffer from. If you want to make an appointment with Dr. Watkins for arthritis or anything else, call 202-388-0992 Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. That's 202-388-0992 Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. Or you can log on to www.twiliving.com. We also want to thank Kalia Chapman, our quite able engineer, Mayuki Williams, acting general manager, Katia Stitt, program director, and other PFW staff for what they do. Thank you, Joni, for keeping us mentally healthy and emotionally healthy and politically healthy, Joni Eisenberg. Thank you, Oladara and Maccabee, for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW FM, Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought with Brother Kaba. Listen in next Monday, 2 o'clock, for another life-saving and pain-saving broadcast to your health with Dr. Theodore Watkins and myself. Thank you so much.
No dead eyes, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, they look at me strangely. Then they realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat.
My Body, My Festival is a 3-day, 3-night abortion access music festival happening May 16th to the 18th. Presented by DC Abortion Fund and Burger Sounds, My Body, My Festival will take place at local venues across DC, including Pie Shop, Songbird, and Metro Bar. Featuring acclaimed local artists across genres, including Deborah Bond, Sneaks, Amy Bormet, Verge, Alex Hamburger, Akua Ulrich, and more. My Body, My Festival is a celebration of our city and abortion access in support of abortion seekers living in or traveling to the DC area. Tickets and more information can be found at mybodymyfestival.com. WPFW, Radio for the Resistance.
Inspired by Holly Near's Send In 1,000 Grandmothers, Raging Grannies and Code Pink are bringing grandmothers and those who love us to the U.S. Capitol Thursday and Friday, May 9th and 10th, to lobby and hold our legislators accountable. In order to nourish our courage, there will be a free concert Thursday night at 7 p.m. at the Washington City Church of the Brethren, 337 North Carolina Avenue Southeast, featuring Emma's Revolution, DC Labor Chorus, Song Rise, Black Workers Center Chorus, Colleen Cattell, Annie Hassett, and of course the Raging Grannies. This song fest of peace and justice music will inspire and encourage us to keep on keeping on as we invoke the true purpose of Mother's Day to call for peace. All are welcome to join both days. For details, visit codepink.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. It has been 7 months since the Israel-Hamas war began, and Hamas said today that it has accepted a ceasefire proposal from Egypt and Qatar. However, there was no immediate word from Israel, leaving it uncertain whether a deal has been sealed to bring a halt to this deadly war, which has taken the lives of more than 35,000 people, including 97 journalists and over 220 humanitarian aid workers. Hamas's acceptance of the ceasefire deal came just hours after the Israeli military told 100,000 Palestinians living in Rafah, a city in southern Gaza, to evacuate immediately. This order raised fears that Israel's long-threatened assault on the city would be imminent. More than 1 million Palestinians, which amounts to over half of Gaza's population, are sheltering in Rafah, where Hamas is believed to have regrouped after Israel's destruction of much of the north of Gaza. The Presidential Medal of Freedom is the highest civilian award of the United States, and President Joe Biden awarded the latest round of honorees, a group of 19 that included current and former political figures and social activists, such as former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, late civil rights activist, Medgar Evers, and the grandmother of Juneteenth, Miss Opal Lee. Miss Lee, who is an energetic 97-year-old, is best known for pushing for Juneteenth to become a federal holiday, something that President Biden granted in 2021. Medgar Evers fought segregation in Mississippi in the 1960s as the NAACP's first field officer in the state before his assassination in June 1963. Mr. Evers' daughter, Rena, who was 8 years old when her father was killed, accepted his medal in his honor. And with regard to Nancy Pelosi, who was the first and only woman ever elected to the speaker's post, President Biden said that history will remember her as the greatest Speaker of the House of Representatives. To your local news, in New York, 1 week after Donald Trump was fined $9,000 for violating the gag order in his hush money case, he was fined another $1,000 today for violating that order once again. The gag order prohibits Trump from making inflammatory comments about jurors, witnesses, and other people closely connected to his hush money case. Juan Merchan, the judge presiding over Trump's hush money case, said regarding the former president, and I quote, "It appears that $1,000 fines are not serving as a deterrent. Therefore, going forward, this court will have to consider a jail sanction," end quote. Despite threatening jail time for the former president, Judge Merchan said that prison would be his, quote, last resort. To the D.C. area, a new exhibit is on display in the Anacostia neighborhood that highlights Motown artists, including ones from the nation's capital. The exhibit, which is called Motown D.C., was created by longtime D.C. resident and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Beverly Lindsay Johnson, who's gained a loyal following for detailing D.C.'s musical history in documentaries, exhibits, and musicals. Her latest work, the Motown DC exhibit, displays photographs and memorabilia celebrating Motown legends from Detroit, like the Temptations, Supremes, and Four Tops, but also has a special section dedicated to Motown artists from DC, like the Dynamic Superiors, Johnny Gill, Stacey Lightisaw, and of course, Marvin Gaye. The Motown DC exhibit, which is free and open to the public, is on display now through Sunday, July 7th.